Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
With us again today, John Fenderson with Bayer Westbred. John, what's new in the Westbred lineup for planting this fall?
Well, from a Westbred perspective, the one variety that we're particularly excited about is WB4422, a true medium maturity wheat that doesn't break dormancy real early in the springtime, so we may be able to avoid some of the freeze damage that we get in the springtime sometimes with earlier maturing varieties. It's a variety that has really good straw. It has pretty good acid soil tolerance, has good forage potential, very good test weight, very good protein levels as well. It's not real strong against stripe rust. It has excellent leaf rust, powdery mildew resistance, but it's one that's got a good complete agronomic package that goes east to west, goes north to south, really has a big footprint. We think this variety's got a lot of potential for growers, one that they need to look at.
Thanks, John. To learn more about WB4422 and the other Westbred varieties, go to westbred.com.
Well, Congressman Josh Brkeen and Congressman Eric Burleson of Missouri have introduced the Stop Government Overreach in Ranching Act. I had the opportunity to visit with the congressman about the act to tell us a little bit more about the details.
Yeah, so the FDA is come June 11th decided that they want to take away the ability for you to give injectable antibiotics to livestock. And many producers are familiar with the oxytetracycline scripts that you have to go get. Many of us as cow-calf producers have been getting since 2017. And, you know, if you're like me and you found yourself on a weekend when you had time to check cattle and wonder if anaplasmosis was making its way into your herd, and you're like, oh, my goodness, I'm out of salt mineral mix and the vet clinic's closed, can't get the script and cattle, you know, go, you know, for a number of weeks before you can actually keep that antibiotic in their system. You know how problematic that's. And so we're saying no. Eric Burleson from Missouri and myself are filing a bill to say this is ridiculous. It's overreach. The voice of the people is not heard because your member of Congress didn't do this. And for just someone as a part of the regulatory community to decide that you have to go get a script to give LA-300 or penicillin, taking away options, taking away what many, you know, knowledgeable producers have done for years, treating scours, treating pneumonia. This is going to lead to somebody finding themselves when a vet clinic's closed and they can't get access because they didn't load up on meds, having the inability to, in a timely fashion, especially those that, you know it's, you know, with baby calves, you need to do it timely. And tomorrow may be too late. So it's just foolishness. It's overregulation. And we're filing a bill to stop it.
Brkeen also mentioned another bill he's working on called the DRIVE Act.
Having an ag background, but also come from a heavy equipment background. My family had a John Deere dealership in Etoka, Oklahoma for a number of years, Brkeen Equipment. And so I'm familiar with a flatbed and hauling a 100 horsepower tractor with a baler on the back of it. Go, you know, for anybody to want to save money, found a new piece of equipment, go across country, go out of state, and to be able to, because you've got a good buy, good low hour, reputable, and you're going to save money, not hire somebody to go get it on a semi. If you get above 26,000 pounds now, so this is not just going to impact the trucking industry, which I also have experience in. I've got a Class A CDL from, you know, hauling dozers and excavators. But if you're above 26,001 pounds, then the federal government, again, another regulation, not by vote of Congress, they're going to tell you that you've got to get a speed limitation device put upon your vehicle. So this is going to impact agriculture and commercial trucking.
Brkeen said the biggest thing that producers can do right now to help get this legislation across the finish line is to talk to their local congressman and tell them they are in support of the bill. To hear my complete conversation with Congressman Josh Brkeen, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.